Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from beautiful Trout Lake, Washington, otherwise known as UFO and Paranormal Central. Probably one of the most censored places on the planet. Why? Because we deliver. But I know a lot of people have heard or read those stories about talking about how we're pulling out of the some of the programs. And what I'm finding out is some of these programs are actually folding up anyway. So some of these major conferences, people are just fed up with them. Attendance is down. They've taken things in a very dark and negative direction, and basically that's where it's going. You know, people are tired of hearing that. It's almost the same with the churches. You know, the churches are 70% down, most of them, in attendance, and they can't figure out why. You know, and you ask them, you know, what is God? And they'll say, I don't know. And they just look at you, and when you talk about God as love, and you ask them, where the love, you know, where's the love in your church? They have to stop and think, you know. And so people are tired of the old fear and guilt and unworthiness. And now they're getting tired of the disinformation program going, and people are waking up everywhere. Speaking of disinformation, there's some amazing things happening out there. I don't know if people have seen the Norway lights. We have a link up on our site here at BBS Radio to check out the... I've looked at that from four or five different angles, and I've looked at a lot of misfiring rockets and problems with rocket launches in the past, and you know, my perspective on this is it is just too symmetrical. It's too perfect. You look at this whole thing, the way it opens up, it looks just like some kind of a wormhole, and the color of the light, I mean, everything, the first impression just did not sink as a rocket. So I know the first calls were, you know, people were calling in about it and talking about it being a stargate and a wormhole and all kinds of things. And then Russia said, then the first disinformation thing came out and said, no, it's just a rocket. And then Russia said, no, we didn't launch any rockets. And then it went to, well, it's a meteor, and coming in, outgassing and spinning as it comes in, and then the stories went back into the rocket back again. I guess they probably threw some money at Russia or something and said, hey, we need you to put an official story out that you launched a rocket. But I thought it was pretty bizarre that this happened during major events happening there, you know, in Norway, in the area there. They had the... what we're calling the climate gate going on there, you know, with the, at Copenhagen, the big event there, where they're going to discuss our future and sign away every bit of sovereignty left that the United States has and turn everything over to the international banksters to collect that carbon tax and rule the planet. So basically this is a push in that direction. They're very upset when they found out that the temperatures of the planet are actually going down and the past 10 years. So, you know, they had to stop with the global warming, and they had to change all the packaging now into calling it, I don't know what they're calling it now, climate change or something. And now they're saying climate change instead of global warming. But anyway, you know, personally, I do believe the planet is heating up, and it's heating up for other reasons far outside of anything we're doing here. It's a natural event, and we are moving to a highly energized place in the universe, and the sun is responding to that, and the sun is going through its cycles, and it's getting ready to kick on again. We're getting a lot of activity, a lot of influx of cosmic rays and other energies hitting the planet right now, which we can go into to that as well. But, you know, all in all, the bottom line is we're going through changes, and it's undeniable. And, you know, I'm just not buying that official story that it was a Russian rocket that went astray as far as the lights over there, because I know Obama got his Nobel Prize there. And the same area, so they had the Nobel Prize, they had the Climate Gate, you know, summit, everything going on there, and they just happened to have this amazing display of light and technology in the skies at the same time. So it's just a little too coincidental for me to just pass this off as somebody just decided to shoot off a little rocket up in the sky, and that's all it was. But you know, Lisa Renee's website, and, you know, she came out and talked about it, and some other people have talked about it, and they're saying it's a 13th dimensional stargate that opened up, and there's a lot of other info out there. I was hoping she could call in on the show, and she might, who knows, you know, but I put a blurb into her, put a call in, and sent her an email saying, hey, if there's any way you want to call in and talk about this, we'd love to have you on the show. And so also, Seth, if you're listening and Lisa Renee calls in, be sure and patch her through. Let me know. There's a couple other people we put for calls out if they want to comment on this, you know, on what we're seeing out there. But, you know, just going back and researching other rocket launches, there are some that look kind of similar, but not nowhere near. And the grand finale on this is at the very end when it looked like a giant black hole opened up, you know, in the middle of this situation. So, you know, who knows? Some people are saying CERN got loose, you know. So there's a lot of different theories out there. But personally, in looking at it, it looks like some extreme technology. It looks like a wormhole. And I'm going with the bigger explanation, which will probably be disavowed and shot down by mainstream society and doing everything they can to make it into something else or something in the known category, which is that's their job, not to ruffle the feathers and not to upset the media. But anyway, I thought it was very interesting that it did happen exactly when they're having these big meetings, you know, determining the destiny of the planet and, you know, setting themselves up for total world control. And, you know, I'm trying to understand how it is that Obama gets a Nobel Peace Prize, considering that we're still in Iraq. Nothing's really changed there. We're escalating the war in Afghanistan. I'm really wondering what this guy has done that, you know, I just don't see it. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, and people say, well, it's an environmental thing. Well, the environment's pretty messed up right now. And if he is commander-in-chief, I think he would be responsible for the chemtrails, which were being sprayed, you know, with toxic chemicals, with these chemtrails, biologicals. They're finding every toxic mess, carcinogenic chemical you can imagine in these chemtrails. So I don't think he gets a gold star for that one either. Now, I have nothing against Obama or the presidency. I have nothing against black people, white people, orange people, green people, blue people. I've seen all of them. They're all friends. And, you know, this has nothing to do with that. This has to do with just look at what's going down. You know, as their works, you'll know them, you know, or as their fruits, you know, you'll know them. So besides all the charisma and all the banter and all the talk, you know, we're looking at something going down that is entirely opposite. So, you know, the Nobel Peace Prize has turned into maybe an Oscar for giving the best performance, you know, on saying one thing and doing what the elite tell you to do. But, you know, if you look at who's been up for these prizes in the past, you know, both Bushes and a few other people, you know, it kind of says it all, you know, basically is that that has been highly compromised. And I know there are some scientists out there that are very noble and deserve that prize. And I'm not talking about them. And they're probably embarrassed as hell at the same time because they spent their whole lives, you know, creating something or discovering something and had a huge breakthrough where, you know, this other one is just a big song and dance program. But, you know, there's so many things to talk about. I know Paula Harris on Coast to Coast was on there, and she actually mentioned SETI and talked about the vortex here and the doorway coming out of the mountain and the ongoing activity here, and kind of died right after that. But thanks to her, you know, for kudos go out to her, I guess, for mentioning the fact that the activity is still ongoing here and we are still open, contrary to a lot of the rumors going out. It's, you know, basically the letter that I wrote about resigning from, you know, some of these major lectures in UFO community is just because it's, you can't work within that venue anymore. It's become so corrupt and so messed up. And I just went to another website today to post some things, and I looked in this website, and all these guys were doing were screaming and yelling at each other and calling each other names And it was just, I go, what is wrong with this picture? You know, people fighting, you know, people in the UFO community fighting with each other and arguing. You know, it's crazy. Everybody thinks they've got the whole pie. You know, everybody thinks it's all negative. They've come to slice and dice and eat us. And that's the one getting all the podium time and the air time. And, you know, other people are saying, you know, they're all angels coming down to fix everything. And they're going to beam us up and nothing to worry about. So, and then you have everything in between. But the bottom line is, you know, it's a big universe. There's lots of beings out there with different agendas. And it's time to wake up and smell the coffee and start to learn to sense who these beings are, what their intent, what their agenda is. And again, you know, like the beings that we've been working with here, we have a long, long track record, even as a child, of having the vast, vast majority of it being very benevolent, very inspiring, very, you know, educational, and very service-oriented. So we've met extremely spiritually and technologically advanced beings with only one agenda, and that is to serve humanity and the Earth and keep our evolution going in the upward spiral, basically. So that's been our experience. I will admit I have had a couple small experiences with some low-level contacts, but we brought the higher beings in that took care of it immediately. So I'm not saying they don't exist out there. What I'm saying is rise to the occasion. You know, you have the ability to channel the full love and joy and bliss and power of the source itself through you. Little old you has that power. All the masters talked about it. And you have that ability to bring that into any situation and turn things around. So, you know, basically, if we aren't going to rise to the occasion, then we're going to have experiences, you know. So, but anyway, it's going to be a very interesting timeline. We wanted to open up the show for callers tonight. I've got one of the numbers I want to give out. It's 888-815-9756. Again, that number is 888-815-9756. And if you have any pertinent information about some of the events unfolding, there's a couple other events I wanted to talk about, too. On the Above Top Secret site, they have what they have spotted to be a 20-mile-wide craft coming in our direction. And I'm not sure if it's the North or South Pole. I think it's coming in from the South Pole. And this thing's massive. And so we have something big coming in here real soon. You know, there's just so many things going on, and they're spotting so many things out there on their way here, and there's so many things already here that we're not being talked to about. It's all adding up to one thing, and we are going to go through a huge quantum leap here on this planet, and I think we're getting a lot of assistance in this process. But that assistance is not going to be beings that are going to come in and do everything for you. They're going to assist those who are assisting themselves, I might say. You know, the old adage, God helps those who help themselves. Well, God saves those who save themselves. And so these beings that are in full service to the source, the creator in all creation, are going to be there and help inspire and help us to save ourselves, help us clean up our planet, help us, you know, do what we need to do, but we have to rise to the occasion. It's not as if they're going to come and do everything for us. We have to be a part of that process. And if people are telling you don't have to do anything, just max out your credit cards and wait for everything to crash, and then, you know, and the ship's going to pick you up, you're going to be kind of left high and dry with a massive debt and probably without your universal ticket to some other planet where you can infect that one again. But, you know, the higher beings that we talked to said that's not going to happen. They said we can't really infect another planet. And, you know, if you haven't learned your lesson with what's happening here on this planet, you know, we can't really interfere and take you to another planet. So, but it is possible if you do rise to the occasion and you do your practices and clean up your consciousness, and as a civilization, if we do stop shooting at them, which might be a good idea, being that they are light years ahead of us in consciousness and technology, we just may start having more and more contact you know, on a larger level. One other thing I wanted to talk to a little bit about is, you know, a lot of people, I'm just getting flooded with emails about, you know, some of the stuff Coast to Coast has been putting on, just one threatening, negative, here to make human peel off group after another, really pushing the religious program or the negative ET program. And but the other night, kudos to them, they did have had Paula Harris on and another woman who worked with Dr. Jalen Hynek, and it was a very positive show, you know. So who knows, maybe that email did something. Maybe it got to them, because it did stress about, you know, bringing the women out and bringing the women that are off the circuit that are disappearing, you know, because they're just fed up with all the negativity and the darkness. And sure enough, you know, here we have two wonderful researchers come on, and one woman was great, what she had to say about Dr. Jalen Hynek and working with him. But anyway, it just seems we've gone from swamp gas, weather balloons, and now we're the new thing is meteors and satellites, and now we're going to rockets, you know, like crazy rockets being shot off here and there. And I wonder what the next one's going to be. I know they're trying weather anomalies for these things in Russia. And Paula Harris did talk a lot about 13 of these anomalies that are happening around the world. And they aren't tied into any kind of a rocket launch. So, you know, there's just too many things going on right now around the world. Too many anomalies, too many experiences, too many people having these experiences. We're in a huge shift, folks, a grand awakening, and it's time to get with the program. Because we are going to be seeing the signs and wonders in the skies, and we're going to go through changes like never before. And I'm really hoping that our leadership starts to get with the program as well and figure things out, because they haven't been doing a very good job so far. And I think that time is just about over. The days of tyranny are coming to a close. The frequencies are shifting. The energies here are becoming so intense, we're having to, you know, we're taking a quantum leap and having to rise to the occasion. And I know a lot of people are having just insane dreams and experiences, are becoming more sensitive. They're seeing lights around them out of the periphery, the corner of their eyes. They're starting to see shimmering beings walking around. They're also having the dark rise up its ugly head as well. Having to deal with that. So there's a lot of things out there to help people get through these shifts, and that's what we're all about, is assisting people in the awakening healing process. So it's very important to learn how to heal unseen negative influences. That's a must right now. And with all the chemicals and biologicals in the air going around, it's very good to build your immune system up. What we've been doing here is we've been getting the young living oils and using, you know, lavender and thieves and cinnamon oil and a few other processes and putting them in these inhalers and inhaling it. It's been amazing. And we have the oxygen water, the super oxygenated water. There's Oxy Silver. There's a lot of things you can do to get you through these times, you know, to get these heavy metals out of your system and some of these other biologicals. And, you know, the mainstream medicine program is just not working. You know, it's very clear. And actually, unfortunately, a lot of these shots that people are getting are not very, they're just bad news. Basically, they're full of mercury, they're full of detergents. People are having paralysis, there's miscarriages happening, you know, all over the world. People are dying after getting these shots and coming down with just, you know, the radical flus right after the shots. It's not looking good, and I think it's time to, you know, look at the reality of all this. You know, it's pretty messed up. I believe we have a caller. Let's see if we can get Lorna on the phone from Tacoma. Lorna, are you with us?
Yes, yes, yes. Greetings,
hello.
And aloha to you.
Oh, greetings.
Yeah, I was calling in, you know, wanted to just make a quick comment, about like some of the events that's going on. And I myself, being, very, spiritual person and knowing that I'm a master, and I've channeled various energies, and the message that I've gotten was that late winter, early spring, like January, February, that there will be some events that will occur that's going to affect everyone in a major way. Mm-hmm. And so when you was reporting about the top secret website that you was talking about,
yes.
As
yes.
They see something coming, mm-hmm. that sparked something in me when I heard you mention that,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I have a feeling that there's a connection with the message that I got and to that information as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been getting the same message. They've been saying, you know, from, you know, October, there's a lot of things going to be set into motion, and we're going to really start feeling them in November and December of this year. Some, you know, amazing shifts in energy coming in, and a lot of events unfolding. And they've been talking a lot about, you know, mid-January, that there's going to be another major economic crisis happening. So,
I've been hearing that as well.
You know, they could prop that up again. They could pull another rabbit out of their hat, or go borrow another couple bazillion dollars from somebody, you know, some other country to prop it up a little longer. But, you know, we're in deep doo-doo, you know, as far as some of the things that are notes that are coming forward that we need to take care of, and major loans, mm-hmm. and things. You know, it's like there's really only one way out of it, and that is to just put an end to it. You know, the feds,
right.
And the other program going on.
Right. And then also for us to really stay focused in the midst of the chaos,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how to do that is to prepare yourself now so that when it does erupt, when it does manifest, we're in such a state of mind that we are actually not affected by what's going on, and we just continue doing what we have to do to stay protected, stay focused, and stay in that high consciousness of energy, you know.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always say that it's going to be quite a challenge to remain in your center and, you know, in that loving, joyous, blissful state, you know, of abundance and everything else, and creating out of creationary mind versus reactionary mind in the days to come, because, you know, everybody else is going to be losing their center, and it's going to be hard for the ones that are trying to hold the focus and hold the conscious energy to maintain that
mm-hmm.
focus, you know. But, you know, I've just seen over and over, it's so crazy what people do for these little green pieces of paper.
I know.
Just sit there and look at that thing for a little while. It's just a little green piece of paper, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and we've attached our security to it. We've attached, you know, our self-worth to it. We've attached
mm-hmm.
so many things to this little green piece of paper. We've given all our power
mm-hmm.
away to it, and we've actually given that power, you know, over the little green pieces of paper to people that are not serving in our highest and best good. So the bottom line is that, you know, we're gonna have a real rude awakening on you know, some real hard lessons around that little green piece of paper and what we're willing to do for it.
Right, and especially for the people who are not really paying attention or hearing the information, but not really taking heed to it, you know, to create the shift for themselves. They'll really get caught up. And that was one reason why, funny that you mentioned that, because I was guided to build this website, and it's called Free Spirit Consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called freespiritconsciousness.yolasite.com. And the information that I have on there is my channeled messages, messages for the future. It's about being grounded, staying focused, you know, tapping into the God within, all those type of things to help a person to ground themselves and to stay focused and kind of, you know, really be prepared in that kind of way, in that spiritual kind of way. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you now? What do you think about? Have you seen this this big swirling object over Norway?
Yes, I did. And when I first saw it, I said, "They're here."
Yeah.
That was the first sign of many to come. And there are going to be many, many more and many more cities until to the point where the media, government, military, no one will be able to deny what is being seen. And that was the first sign. That's why they had to get Russia to come up with the lie and say that they shot a missile up in the sky. It was the example of, I guess they was telling us that there is a way or a portal to mm-hmm. go through time in space, because it opened up like a black hole. And it was so beautiful.
Well, yeah, that's what I, when I looked at that, I go, you know, if there ever were a wormhole, that would be it. I mean, it was perfect. It had this incredible torsion field that went with it. And mm-hmm. the ending of it, when it opened up like this huge doorway into another dimension or a black hole or whatever,
yeah.
A lot of people miss that because they cut that out. And so they just saw one long distance picture or whatever of this thing. But I've looked at it from several different angles and several different footages of this, and you know, it's I just can't buy a rocket, having been around rockets, and I was raised in the high desert in Apple Valley, California as a kid, and we used to watch
right.
bad launches all the time, and
right.
and they would shoot up rockets, and we'd watch them go fizzling all over the place and real erratic, you know. And the sun would light them up, you know, and they'd turn nice and yellow with a little bit of orange in them or whatever. This
right.
thing was bright green or turquoise, and it was just
right.
perfect. The
it was
symmetry
perfect.
On
the symmetrics, the designs and everything was perfect. And then I was also, like, watching the movement of it. Nothing man-made moves like that.
Yeah,
that's
I couldn't.
That's what I was watching.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not totally denying that it possibly could be a rocket or anything else, but my gut feeling and looking at that and the symmetry of it, and when you take it all into account and the color of the color of it, you know, with the turquoise color, or some pictures are blue, depending on the camera, I guess. You know, those colors, those turquoise colors, are very, very high frequency colors, and we've had. You know, beings like the Andromedans and things like that come in these yellow and gold colors, or blue and green and those are very high healing frequencies, you know, high colors that they're coming in on. So you know, it just didn't work, you know, this failed missile launch to me
right.
You know, just did not add up, looking at all the different, you know, and the timing of it too. What do you think about the timing when they have the big climate conference there in Copenhagen, and then Obama getting a Nobel Peace Prize at the same time?
Yeah, I was just going to get you to maybe tickle you pink about that. You know, Obama's inauguration, they had caught some ships move by on CNN the day of the inauguration. And
yeah.
Then they say there's some pictures that were taken of him, and you can see orbs around him. So maybe they were there to celebrate.
Yeah. You know what I feel about Obama, unfortunately? I mean, I think the guy's a wonder. I like the guy. I, you know, I don't know why, but you know, every president we've ever had has been a talking head for the elite, and they can go so far. And they can say so much. And I love what Art Bell said. He said, you know, as soon as somebody gets elected, they take him in and show him that film of Kennedy getting his head blown off, you know, for not following the status quo or you know, bucking the system, basically. And he said, and they said, so what are you going to do? Are you going to do what you're told, or are you going to ramrod this thing, you know, and they just said, okay, what am I supposed to do, you know, basically.
So far, he's been kind of like going in the other direction, and with respect to that, I know a lot about that because I was a presidential candidate last year myself. Mm-hmm. And so I know what they approach you with and how you have to follow that protocol of picking up from the last administration's undone work and then carrying it forward along with your own agenda. So, and then as far as that Nobel Peace Prize thing, did you know that the nominations, if once you're nominated by somebody in profession, it has to be in and sealed by, I think, by October 16th of the year. I'm not too sure of the date, but I know it's October. It's a time in October where it has to be in and sealed, and they make they pick at that early time. So how he was nominated, he had to be nominated based on his speeches.
Yeah.
Because he certainly wasn't in office until the following month.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that because I had did research about the Nobel Peace Prize because I was considering myself to win and to somehow, how do I get in that position of being nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize myself.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people don't know that information about that process of being
nominated. Well, that's good to know because it shows that this was all set into motion ahead of time. And when and it's sad when you do get, you know, people like the Bush family being honored, you know, why don't they just throw Cheney up there as well, you know? You know, it's just, you look at these people's deeds, you look at their character, you look at their real history and their past. And to me, it's very sad, but to see where things are going, there's really no difference between what the Bush's plan and his plan right now. It's all going full steam, you know, in the same direction and actually escalating.
Exactly. And that was my warning to people all across America last year. If y'all want to continue the war, you're going to vote the other way. If you want to stop it, you're going to put me in office because I'm not following the footsteps of the elite. And I turned down a lot of those societies, and I was invited to those parties and stuff like that and asked to get rid of my political party that I had developed and go back under the Democratic ticket. And I was like, no, I turned all of that down. I said, I'm staying with my party that I created, and I'm going to run under this party. If I'm going to win, I'm going to win by the vote of the people and not by the vote of you guys. I stood up to them.
And oh, good. Yeah, they have the Republic hats right now. It's they're just the same people, you know, and you know, they have the skull and bones boys, you know, running on both sides of the ticket. So, you know, it's you know, you look at these guys, they're all groomed or nominated or part of the Council on Foreign Relations and heavily involved in all that stuff. So, you know, it's just a big game. And
it's
I think
not
people
only those
getting
folks in politics that's a part of the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into corporations, it goes into TV and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look what they did to Ron Paul. I mean, Ron Paul, they just, like, squeezed him right out of the program there, and they cut him off on all these debates, and it was just unbelievable what they did with him.
I talked one time because
when they did allow him to debate, I mean, he just, he shredded him. He tore him apart. And Dennis Kucinich as well. You know, when they did put these guys on the podium and allowed them to debate, they even tried to assassinate their character with a couple comments with Dennis, you know, because he's seen UFOs and he knows they exist. And I don't know what Ron Paul had to say about it or if he had a chance to address it. But, you know, basically, you think about it, they did a poll And up in the 90% of the people believe UFOs exist and there is a government cover-up. Over 94% of the people said that they want out of Iraq. They want this to end. And they want to end the Iraqi war. And you look at these, you know, the statistics of what the people want and where this country is going, it's very, very clear that 15% of the people are guiding policy and taking this country where, you know, off in all these other tangents and directions which have nothing to do with the will of the people.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, the bailout, you know, look at the bailouts, the huge bailouts there. I mean, the overwhelming majority of the people said, no way. Do not give those banksters any money. You know what? Don't give them our money. We don't want to pay for it later on. We don't want to be saddled with these huge debts. You know, and what do they do?
And they gave out all that money, and the bank's still failing.
Yeah. So anyway, it's just like they should have thrown them in jail versus throwing money at them. You know, it's like you don't reward bad behavior. You know, that just doesn't work.
But
anyway, you know, to make a long story short, it's becoming so blatant and so obvious that those who are trying to guide our destiny are really not in our highest and best good and do not have anything that we desire. You know, they don't want to live according to the universal principles necessary for a healthy society and environment. They don't care anything about life in general. They don't care about the environment. They don't really much care about anything other than their own power and their own wealth, basically, and they've made that redundantly clear.
Right. They made it crystal clear, yeah. You're absolutely right, and this is where people will hopefully will awaken to that reality and become sovereign.
You know, one thing that bothers me that I see going on out there, and it's just amazing, is they have totally demonized the UFOs. And we have our own back engineer craft out there. And, you know, there's such a huge movement to demonize, you know, all off-world visitors, you know, all ETs. You know, they're all here to slice and dice and experiment and torture us mentally and emotionally. You know, that's what all the programs coming out right now are about.
Exactly.
It seems like.
Right.
And there's a few that have slipped in there that have a positive note. Not very many. But the vast majority of it is all having a very negative message, which totally promotes the need for, you know, somebody to take care of us, to defend us, and we have to pay that somebody a whole lot of money. And eventually we're running out of threats. We're running out of countries to build up and then bomb down and rebuild and everything else. And so now they've got to find a threat, you know, either the environment, which they're using now, or they're going to use an ET, a staged ET invasion, you know, to. And it's on the books. I mean, it's very clear. People have brought this information out. It is one of their proposed agendas. You know, that they are going to take the back engineered ships and try to create an alien threat to bring everybody under one government, you know, one program. So that's why
they're creating the movies that they're creating, to create or to change one's frequency of thought into fear of the aliens rather than welcoming them. Because they are going to show up.
They
are going to make their appearance. And my hope is that when they do make their appearance, that their appearance and their welcome will override the fear that the government has been working so hard to implant into the common people.
Yeah. And, you know, I've noticed that most other countries just aren't buying the fear propaganda and the program. It's only, you know, in the U.S. that people are actually buying it. You know, other people are seeing through it. And it's pretty sad, you know, and they're using all kinds of religious nonsense and everything to do it. You know, but I really do think it's all going to blow up in their face. And I take exception to it because I've met some of these beings. I've had my own personal contacts and it's been ongoing ever since a kid. And, you know, if you take a being that's 2 million years ahead of us, you know, in time as we know it, coming back here to assist us, and you feel the vibrations of these beings, that are so advanced. They're extremely spiritually and technologically advanced. You know, lifting a hand towards them and demonizing them and trying to use deadly force on them, to me, is about as low as you can get. It's almost like saying, I'm gonna put a bullet in God's head, you know. And I'm going to keep my planet to myself. If God comes there, he's dead, you know. I mean, that's an extreme, but, I mean, that's almost the approach they're taking, you know. If an angel appears and interferes with my program, I'm going to figure out a way to kill it, you know. And unfortunately, that's kind of the stance that these people are taking. And it's against some very angelic, very spiritually advanced beings that they're taking this stance. And, you know, it's totally illogical that, you know, we in our arrogance think that we are going to, with an F-15, you know, with a pulse laser on it, we're going to go up and knock down, you know, something that is, you know, 2 million years ahead of us, even a billion years ahead of us in technology.
Right.
And we're going to be victorious because we're special, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't get it.
Not only do they feel that they're special, but the arrogance.
Yeah.
The arrogance. You
know,
of,
hey, thanks for coming out. You know, I've got about 3 or 4 other callers. I'm going to try to get to these guys. So thanks for calling in, and keep up the good work. And I'm going to see if we can bring Robert from Utah. He's on line one.
Hi, James, and hello to your listeners.
Hey, welcome to the show, Robert.
Hey, I have sort of a startling revelation for you regarding one of your previous predictions that I followed over the years. I remember reading on your website that with regards to Earth changes, you saw a condition where we could go into sort of a semi-ice age type situation, you know, some type of a fallout from the global warming thing. And I don't know if I can relay to you a lot of the science behind what's happening now as a confirmation of your previous predictions.
Oh, great. Yeah, let us have it.
Okay. Well, there was an article that I saw a couple years ago that was done on NASA's jet propulsion, in their jet propulsion laboratory, using their supercomputers to model this new weather change model. And the article that came out, if your listeners want to look this information up, it's called Climate Change by Jupiter. And this isn't astrology or anything like that. It's actually a mathematical model that deals with when Jupiter and other gas giants like Saturn and bigger planets line up on one side of the solar system, what happens is they pull the center of gravity beyond the sun, and that in effect creates more sunspots, more solar wind, and it heats up the solar system. Okay, so, but when these gas giants are spread out across the solar system, the sun cools down for that period of time, and this it ends up in a 179-year cycle. And according to that model, that the weather cooled down, you know, it fits the current, the actual scientific data that we see now, where the Earth is cooling. The model predicted that things would start to get cold in 2010, and we're in for a couple of cold decades following 2009-2010. And, you know, last year, 2008, even 2009, we're seeing a record cold. And this year especially, we're seeing a record cold.
Oh, and, yeah, we're seeing that here.
Well, what's interesting is on top of all this, back in September, the government launched a missile to study noctilucent clouds. That's what they explained it as. And this was a NASA experiment. they shot into the upper atmosphere, I think it was 110 kilograms of very fine particle-sized aluminum oxide to study these noctilucent clouds. That's what they claim. But at the same time, there's actually a patent for weather modification using the exact same technique to combat global warming, because this aluminum oxide reflects sunlight.
Yeah.
And it cools the globe down. A couple weeks after they shot that rocket up there, in September of this year, I noticed there was like a 10 or 20 degree drop in the weather from that.
Uh-huh.
It got really cold within a week or two after that rocket launch. I figure they did this to get more flu cases going, you know, with the cold weather. But it kind of goes along a lot with your previous predictions. You know, these things.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really hoping
cold.
Things would warm up. It would really warm up. But I'm also getting, too, is that we are, there's a good possibility we are going to be moving into an actual pole shift not too far in the future. And when that happens, we actually are going to go, you know, a couple hundred miles south. And so we are going to have subtropical weather here in Washington State, which is, to me, is awesome. It's going to be quite a wild ride getting there, but, sitting up here in 0 degree weather and minus 4 degree weather over the past few days, I have no problem in, I wouldn't mind a nice ride, 200 miles south.
I agree. It's been 10 below here at night in southern Utah recently.
Wow.
And that's pretty cold for this area.
Oh, definitely is. Yeah,
one other quick question, and I'll let you take some other
callers.
What do you recommend would be a good place to start on, good books on Tibetan practices?
I would we actually teach some ancient Tibetan techniques of Kunlun here at the ranch, and we have people traveling. And I have some Tibetan masters and Japanese monks and people like that that teach Qigong and several other things. So if you send an email, I'll forward it to them, and they can probably get you the books or come and join us sometimes. It's amazing what happens doing these practices. People just blow wide open and have incredible experiences. And some of them that we're using are 2,000 years old, and they've just been released. So they're very ancient practices, and they're very simple practices, and it's amazing how profound the effects are, when you use these practices.
Okay, I'll shoot you an email.
All right, sounds great. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Looks like we've got Ben from Kentucky, I believe, on line 3. Ben, are you with us?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, welcome to the show, Ben.
It's good to hear your voice.
All right.
About the Norway wormhole or lights, whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what to think when I first started getting pictures and emails through the computer on that. The pictures looked really, really beautiful and really, like a wormhole or something of that effect. But then the videos wasn't that impressive. So I didn't know really what to think about it. I was comparing it from the videos I got to the pictures, but maybe I can see something better through if you've got something posted on your website.
Yeah, we posted one on the website. I know there's several of them out there, and we have one that is so clear, and at the end it definitely opens up to this like black hole. It was just like phenomenal. At the end, and you can see the it just looks to me like a massive wormhole or gateway or opening to another dimension. And we have, I also pulled up a bunch, and I might put those up there, of rocket launches that went bad. And, these things do corkscrew a little bit, but they're all over the place. And they're yellow, with the sunlight behind them, they're yellow and a little bit of orange in them maybe. They're not green. And, our turquoise.
Oh, yeah. That's the colors I got in the steel shots, the photographs, and they were just beautiful and unprecedented, you know. Looking at it, it's just like I was looking at that picture when one of the news guys over there was saying that it could have been a rocket launch.
Yeah.
And it was just making me laugh. But I was trying to tie something together with that when you were talking about the carbon tax that was going on. You were saying that the powers that be over the U.S. are getting ready to lose their sovereignty to the, I guess, the bigger boys, which are global.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so I guess that means, I guess we're going to start having carbon taxes on our utility bills. I was trying to tie in this other stuff. I don't know if you're aware that Jesse Ventura has a show out on True TV channel. I know you don't.
Yeah, I've heard about it. I haven't seen it. We don't have a TV out here, so
yeah.
I mean, we do have a TV, but we don't have any satellites or hookups or anything else for it, just for DVDs. But I am going to get it. As soon as I get a chance, I'm going to look into that and see it.
Well, I'm flabbergasted that such negativism about the government is on TV. I would think that they would stop a show like that, because the first show, he's had two shows that just started the past two Wednesdays in my area, but it was on HARP, the first show, all about HARP technology, and then this last show was about 9/11, and he went as far to have someone on air say that the upper echelon in our big airline companies knew was monitoring the cockpits of those planes before, and the hijackers were in the cockpits before the planes even took off. And, you know, this is on TV. So I'm sitting here thinking, when I heard you talking about the sovereignty, the U.S. losing their sovereignty with this carbon tax, you know, is that kind of why, you know, we're seeing so much negative stuff about the government? You know, they're almost... seems like they're trying to build disfavor amongst us with the way our U.S. government is handling things, because that stuff, you know, has been on the internet the last 5-10 years or so, as far as HARP and 9/11. But now it's on a TV show, prime time, you know. And it's like, are they? I just can't believe people. You know, it wouldn't be waking people up, or there just wouldn't be irate people that are catching these kind of things now that are on TV. You know,
I think Jesse probably body slammed a few of them. You know, they probably said, we aren't going to air it, and he probably went into their office and might have had a little talk with them. Who knows, you know?
You would think if the U.S. government is as powerful as they're supposed to be, that the show wouldn't even have aired.
Well, here's what I'm seeing happening is that there are a lot of people within certain agencies, and the same thing happened here. Like ABC comes out here and Fox News, and they see the ships, they get all excited, they're just blown away at what they see. They get their own footage, and then by the time it gets off the cutting room floor, it's very much been sanitized and put in the maybe category, when, you know, they get just phenomenal footage, undeniable, you know, mountain, the opening up a gate on the mountain and ships coming out, everything. And then it gets all sanitized, and then it airs locally, and then the big boys up there come down on it and go, oh, whoa, wait a minute, you know, we can't do that. And the local people here go, what are you talking about? The ratings went through the roof, you know, all our advertisers loved it, you know, what's, And they go, well, no, our big sponsors are saying, you know, this isn't going to happen. And so it's kind of a you have people within the system and within certain news agencies and things like that that are getting this information out and want to get it out. And then you have the censorship at the top that as soon as it starts to get out, you know, step in and put a lid on it. But I think people in the government too are just fed up. I mean, everybody's just fed up on how what a disservice everything has become, and how they've just sold their souls up, you know, our leadership and what they're doing on our behalf. It really has nothing to do with us, and we're just being sold, you know, bought, sold, paid for, wrapped, and nowhere to wiggle anymore. And I think enough people have seen the writing on the wall, and they're just fed up, and they're going to bring the information out.
Well, I tell you, I sense the change in people too. That, like you were talking about earlier, I mean, you get on the road in my area, and it's just like dog eat dog. You know, everybody's in a hurried up, fast pace. I live kind of out an outlying community, but I drive into a bigger town occasionally.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh my God, these people are going crazy. I mean, it's like the frequencies and the energies are getting higher, and these people's animal instincts are getting worse, you know?
Yeah, everything's coming up everywhere. You know, I'm going to have to sign off here. I can't thank you enough for calling, and you're right on about that. Everything is quickening. Call in on the next show, but we've run out of time, and so I can't thank you enough for calling in. This
Thanks,
is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening. Good night. Watch the skies, and don't listen to the mainstream media. They don't know what's going on. Listen to BBS. Good night.